I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Are you reflecting what you're receiving? Let's go to that grassy hillside where Jesus first gave the Sermon on the Mount. Grassy hillside above the Sea of Galilee. Jesus chooses the 12, begins training his 12 young apprentices. We know at least 11, maybe all 12, at least 11 are teenagers. You know how we know? Well, Scripture. 2 years later, only Peter has to pay the temple tax, which was required for men 20 and older. And now, back to the grassy hillside, and Jesus having said that these freshly chosen 12, that they are prophets, and as such, they are the salt of the earth, he then adds the scripture that I read last Sunday, and then in Q&A talked about turning it into a sermon. Last Sunday's sermon, the one I now refer to as the Tall Rabbit Sermon, back on track. Jesus then adds, after saying, you're the salt of the earth, you, and referring to as amateur ambassadors here, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Not should be, could be, or will be, but ready or not, are, as are we. As are you, if you're on board. You're on Team Jesus. Are you? If so, then it just begs the question, how bright is your light? Because let's face it, nobody likes a dimwit. This dim witness. So I'll give you time to recover from how funny that was. So Jesus then says to his amateur ambassadors, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Well, when he said this, the most well-known visible city on a hillside was Jerusalem. Look at this. This is an incredible scale model of the hillside portion of Jerusalem, the actual lived-in ancient city at night. Would have looked very similar to the modern Greek hillside city of Santorini. City on a hillside. I'll tell you a story. You know, there was this young woman was going out to participate in the protests. I've updated the joke. She was going out to participate in the protests. And her mom warns her to prepare to be harassed for your faith. Well, she goes, she comes back. She says, Mom, you were so wrong. Mom says, wait, no one bothered you? She says, bother me? No one even found out. No such thing as an undercover light, kids. That's Jesus' next point to his kids. He says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Now, he's referring to their common clay oil lamps, like this one right here. But here's the thing, they might be a lot smaller than you're thinking. They were than I was. I have one. Here, let's see. Look at this. These are like their little flashlights. And so, it's a bowl here. You don't put it under the bowl. You put it on its stand. That's just common every day. Here we go. Let's light the lamp. Okay, you ready? We should have an office pool going as to how much hair I'm about to lose. Okay. Now, when Paul says that Christ, who is the light of God's glory, is a treasure that we have in jars of clay, these are the jars of clay that were used to house and carry and bring light into darkness. They had better ventilation. And they probably didn't use tiki torch fluid. We're told that God is the potter and we're the clay. Well, now we know what he's been making this whole time. Okay. Well, I still have eyebrows. You go over here. We'll just put you right there. And spin you so there. Is that? Okay. But what happens if you put the lamp under the bowl? It suffocates. And if you keep your light under wraps, same thing. So then, he goes on, in the same way, let your light, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. We read the scripture last week. We're going to wrap this whole sermon around this scripture. So you and I, we must shine in ways that brings Dad praise. That let your light shine is a warning. You, me, we control the dimmer on our light. But what's your light? Let your light shine. What's your light? Him. We're here, among other things, but maybe the main thing, to learn to mirror his brilliance in our darkness. You see, to receive is to reflect and reveal. And please, not in a way that makes people say, stop shining your beam in my eye. We're not to blind them, but help them to see. So shine in ways that brings Dad praise and makes others say, hey, thank you. Thank you for that little bit of light. Or at the very least, be intriguing. I mean, if you're not really, you know, an extrovert, at least be intriguing. Premier lights, you know, that we see sometimes, Hollywood or businesses opening. They make us curious, right? They make us curious to go check out what's going on. At least be like one of those. Because when they team up, well, they add up fast. Now, projected brightness is measured in lumens. Although the light of the glory of God revealed in Christ is off the charts, brighter than seven suns, we're told. But that's not the point. The projected light's measured in lumens, but we're not projected light, we're reflected brightness. And reflected brightness, like movie screens and us, is measured in units of gain. How appropriate is that? For to me, says Paul, to live is Christ. Remember, John wrote, in him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. And to die is gain. But you know what? Maybe that die doesn't mean which thing it means. Because Peter writes that Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. And then in Romans, Paul writes, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Like us, a movie screen's purpose is to reflect what it receives. The brighter, the better. The more reflective the screen, the more lumens are seen. So, how many lumens of grace are bouncing off you? Well, that depends on how much gain of which you gained from how much sin to which you died. Holding on to sin is like a movie screen holding on to filth. It greatly reduces its gain in every way. And so, having received such a brilliant, powerful love. And the command to call others to the light. How are you doing screening his calls? Hello? What's that? You desperately need to see a living example of the love of Jesus? Hold, please. The next available ambassador should be with you momentarily, hopefully. What's consuming your lumens? Fear? Neglect? Indifference? Anxiety? Ego? Nope! Those are symptoms. There's always and only one real problem. Not staying plugged in and keeping the charge. We got a low battery Bible going here. There's no such thing as apathetic devotion. You get how crazy that is, right? Apathetic devotion. No such thing as an undercover ambassador. I'm a secret ambassador. John writes, if we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we're a bunch of liars. We lie. Because we all compensate for darkness in so many self-deceiving ways. For instance, as an example, what color is that black circle right there? What color do you think that black circle is? Right there on that movie screen. Any guesses? Black, do you think? Wrong. Think about it. Movie screens are white. And projectors don't project darkness. They only project light onto a white screen. So, if you saw Black Beauty at a theater, that horse could not have been darker than the screen. Now, okay, this little TV screen monitor isn't like a movie screen. It projects rather than reflects. That's why I'm showing you a picture of a movie screen reflecting this circle. This is the effect you'd get. If we were live in the sanctuary, I'd be able to do this on our big screen. So the question is, why does that circle seem so dark? Contrast. It's all about contrast. You see, the surrounding light is intensified. It's magnified. Let's just say it. It's glorified. Without the light, listen up, without the light, we can't see the absence of light. And everything becomes one big gray area. Everything gray. And I'm black and white. I'm looking at our culture. Yeah, they know. Same holds true for those around you. Want to shine in ways that brings Dad praise? Then offer the contrast that only comes from the light of the life of the love of Christ, reflected in full glory. It is not a switch you flip on and flip off. It's an authenticity emitted once we're committed. Paul writes, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. I'll give you a hint. It's in the word that's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For it is light that makes everything visible. And just as Jesus chose to come into our darkness, we have to choose to come into his light. John says, light has come into the world. I'll tell you, that's not the problem. But men loved darkness instead of light. That's the problem. See, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light, even to just check it out, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly. That's why authenticity, sincerity, and unashamed transparency is a must for us amateur ambassadors. You see, unbelievers cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And that's exactly where us amateur ambassadors come in. God has reconciled us to himself. In other words, he's reestablished our relationship, us amateur ambassadors, through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, shaking his finger, and has committed now to us the word of reconciliation, aka the Bible. Now then, ready or not, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, you know, since they're not going to read it for fear of exposure. So we, now this is us to the world, we implore you, listen up, you down hearlings, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We implore you on Christ's behalf. And then you follow it up with something like, check out how royally screwed up I was. And look what he's doing with me. What's that? You're curious how I can have peace in my heart when all hell's breaking loose? And have hope when all hope seems lost? Well, I have a secret. We all may be stuck down here, but our citizenship is in heaven. You know, if you're born in a U.S. embassy on foreign soil, you're a citizen of the USA before you ever set foot in it. And if your dad is the ambassador, guess what? So are you, by extension, because everything you do or don't do reflects on him and your homeland, which you're waiting to return to. We're amateur ambassadors. We have a reputation to uphold. God's, our Heavenly Father's. And I gotta tell you, it's not that great. You know the difference between reputation and character? Character is what you are. Reputation is what others think you are. God's character is perfect. Hallowed even. But his reputation? Not so much. You know why? He made us his ambassadors! What was he thinking? But then again, with Jesus, reputation always takes a backseat, doesn't it, to sincere compassion and kindness and gracious, sensitive, well-timed and well-seasoned conversation. Because that's how his kingdom comes. One heart at a time. So how bright is your light? Remember, before we can be the light, we gotta see the light. And guess where it's been hiding? In the only place only unbelievers won't look. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. And that's why Jesus said the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are bad, they're not taking in the radiance of his word, well, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? It's not like we don't know the problem. Here he says it. No one can serve two masters. But my guilt has overwhelmed me. The light has gone from my eyes. So, says Paul, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. You know, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his incomparably great power for us who believe and read. You are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord turns my darkness into light. His way is perfect. The word of the Lord, which reflects his light to us, is flawless. Yeah? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. So, we can be ambassadors of light in an outpost of darkness. Because we got all the lamps we need. We're not sentenced here. We're posted, appointed, entrusted, assigned. We straddle two realms, don't we? This dark temporal and the light eternal. And he has given us the honor of the ministry and the message of the truce of truth. This world has a fatal heart condition, is filled with darkness, and they're done for unless they get a peacemaker implanted. So we don't just pray for peace. No, we go make peace because we're ambassadors of Christ. Ready or not, like it or not. So what kind of authentic amateur ambassador are you? You working with him or against him? Everything we do or don't do reflects on Dad. You giving people hope or crushing it? He came to set free those locked in the darkness with no hope they can see. And he sends his lumens through us flawed humans. Go figure. You know, after he rose, his spirit came as a flame and rested on the heads of his little clay treasure jars. Just think of the view from up top, flying over a city at night, you know? All us junior jar heads shining the light of Dad's love. Each little nightlight taking a stand. But always in all ways that brings Dad praise in this dark world. You know why? So all those in the enemy's house can find their way home. Because at the end of the day, we all long to escape the darkness of sin from without and within. So why not you be the lighthouse in the dark house? I mean, come on, an amateur could do it. Let's pray. Father God, we worship you and we glorify you as the Father of lights by shining your light. So Holy Spirit, forgive us for our carelessness. Enlighten us with your word and empower us to truly live as children of light. And Lord Jesus, as we now sing our praise, illuminate our hearts with the light of the life of your love. And everybody said, Amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.